This is Rob Long with Martini Shot for The Ankler. Years ago, the Burger King Corporation tried to connect with the kids, which I'm sure is how they put it during the marketing meeting. What are we doing to connect with the kids? Asked a senior vice president. Glad you asked. We have a meeting scheduled to tackle that, answered an executive vice president. So a meeting was convened and consultants were hired and they created something they called the Burger King Kids Club, which they stocked with a fictionalized group of animated kids and then they ran commercials about their exploits. It was like a mini animated show starring a fun group of cartoon friends that took place in and around a Burger King franchise. You remember this, right? I mean, I know I didn't dream it. This really did happen. And the kids in the real Burger King Kids Club, and I promise I'm not making this up, they were exactly what you'd expect from someone who was making a parody of something called the Burger King Kids Club. There was a white kid nicknamed Kid Vid. He was a video gamer and a tech enthusiast. He was the leader of the group, of course, because, you know, deconstructed white privilege, right? But there's also diversity. There was Boomer, a tomboy who loved sports, and a black kid named Jaws who loved to eat, and an Asian girl named Jazz who played, and I am not kidding, a musical instrument. And well before immigration was a hot topic, the marketing team at Burger King addressed the issue with Lingo, a bilingual Mexican-American boy. Now, Lingo, weirdly, sounds a lot like the Spanish word for tongue, so maybe they could have spent five more minutes on that one. And finally, in an effort to be truly inclusive, there was another white kid, but this one in a wheelchair, and his nickname was Wheels. Just try for a moment to calculate the number of meetings it must have taken to come up with a concept like that. And those characters. I mean, try just for a second to estimate the hours spent in off-site conferences and brainstorming sessions and late-night creative meetings with dry erase boards and trust falls and focus groups and moments when tempers flared like, hey guys, you know that lingo in Spanish sounds like, we don't have time for your negativity, Linda. Be constructive. And I'm sure there was also some triumphant moments too, like when the tense, defeated silence was broken by someone with an, I got it. They'll call him Wheels. I mean, look, it's easy to mock. And the truth is, we should just be grateful they spelled Kids Club with a K and a C rather than a K and a K, like I'm sure they plan to, until someone in one of those off-site brainstorming sessions, probably that awful Linda person, noticed that Burger King Kids Club looked a lot like Burger KKK, which would be a different thing entirely, and not so appealing. The Burger King Kids Club was, by any show business measure, though, a giant hit. The commercials ran for about 10 years through, you know, different hairstyle crazes and almost all the way to the skinny jeans era. And in the spirit of full disclosure, I need to tell you that that is longer than any TV series that I've ever created has lasted. Now, it's unclear whether it connected with the kids or repositioned the brand or did any of the things it set out to do. I mean, that's always the problem with creative marketing schemes. You only really know if they failed disastrously. But Burger King, like most other franchise-based operations, is really two companies. There's the main company that does the marketing, the branding, and the figuring out how to connect with the kids and stuff like that. And then there are the franchisees, who are mostly local business people. So the marketing people like to come up with creative ideas that have impact, but the local guys, for the most part, they just want to keep things simple. Fade in. Show the burger hot and juicy. Show the Coke with droplets of condensation on it. Show the consumer enjoying the product, and then fade out. I mean, it's boring, but it's effective. But of course, you don't need a lot of meetings for that kind of thing. There are no off-site retreats and no brainstorming sessions, no trips to visit the design team in Manhattan, where you can also catch a Broadway play and dinner at Balthazar and stay an extra day. There's no special status around the office. Sorry, I can't pitch in on that. I'm too deep in the Kids Club initiative. Why don't you ask Linda? She seems to have a lot more free hours. And there's no fun swag at the big media launch. You don't need any of that if you're just showing pictures of a hamburger glistening heroically against a white background. And that is why there will always be, in every business, some version of a Burger King Kids Club. And a show business, it's worse, but you probably knew that. I have a friend who had a terrific idea for a show about a family told from the point of view of the kid. It's like a comic diary, I guess. It's a very promising idea. The short pitch is the family ends up moving to a foreign country. And the daughter documents their trials and tribulations and the ways the family adapts or doesn't to the new environment. Now, I'm not really doing it justice here. It was a really good idea, and the writer has a lot of wonderful stories to tell. But the key thing to know is it's about a family, and it's told from the point of view of the middle child, and it's abroad. And this was 2 years ago, though, when no one wanted a show about a family told from a kid's point of view set in a foreign country. What they wanted, my friend's agent said, was a show about a family in the United States told from the parents' point of view. Now, the agent knew this because on a regularly scheduled basis, all the network development teams meet with all of the big talent agencies around town and tell them what they're looking for, which they've come up with after going on long retreats, which are aptly named because they are a kind of surrender. Down in, you know, Laguna Beach, places like that, where the development teams gather in little sessions with dry erase boards and I'm guessing some kind of soft voice facilitator and interesting eyewear to brainstorm things like new American workplace and family, parents' point of view, balancing adult responsibilities, being cool, and all the other ideas that eventually became scripts and pilots and even possibly series, but are, you know, eventually canceled because really, sitting in a hotel conference room at an offsite meeting of the scripted development team is the worst way to come up with a TV show. So they didn't want my friend's show. They pitched it all over town. No buyers. That was that. The idea was family overseas from kids' point of view, and they were buying, you know, Burger King Kids Club. But really, isn't it basically the same idea? The agent asked. I mean, what's the show really? It's about a family. It could be told from the parents' point of view, right? I mean, they want family. This is family. They want parents' point of view. And this isn't really that, but there are parents in it, right? In a way, it actually is what they want. Now, to some people, that might sound like an agent desperately spinning a project and trying to keep it alive. But to me, it sounds like excellent agentry, which I guess is sort of the same thing. Writers can be awfully narrow and rigid about their ideas and stories. And we can be stubborn and difficult when it comes to making adjustments or seeing that what we're pitching, which sometimes seems like the opposite of what they're buying in a way, with a few small tweaks, could be exactly what they're buying. It's the agent's job to help the writer see that. Now, it's the writer's job to cling to the original vision. So what the agent does and what helpful friends often do is try to convince the writer that this new way, this adjustment to the idea, it's actually basically, when you get right down to it, on a fundamental level, honestly, not much of a change to the original vision in the first place. It actually is that, is what we sometimes say to ourselves when we're trying to convince ourselves or being convinced that our idea, which is not what they're looking for, is actually what they're looking for. So my friend went around and pitched the show again, but this time the pitch wasn't about the kid. It was about the parents. It wasn't a foreign country. It was that they moved to another state. And when the network balked at the new state idea, another adjustment arrived. What if they just buy a smaller house? But when the network thought a smaller house was too depressing, well, how about if they buy a larger house? So my friend ended up running a show about a family that moves to a larger house told from the parents' point of view. And that's not really a show when you get right down to it. I mean, it's an event, right? But it's not a show. All of that time spent telling yourself, it really is that, when my friend should have just said, it isn't. Let me come up with something different. Although maybe the right thing to do is not come up with something different. Maybe the right thing to do is just to wait. Because I talked to the writer recently, right after the writer had spoken to the agent. This year, apparently, down at one of the network retreats in Laguna or somewhere, someone wrote on the dry erase board, family from kids POV, question mark. And then below it, maybe another country, question mark. And then during the regularly scheduled caravan where the buyers meet the agents, this got passed along. And of course, the agent had already forgotten about the idea from a few years ago. So the writer pitched it again to the agent. It's a show about a family that moves to another country, and it's all told from the middle daughter's point of view. And the agent flipped. They want that, the agent said. Really? My friend asked. Because, you know, after all the adjustments and the rethinking I did on it, I don't think the foreign country thing works. No. They want that. They actually want that. Foreign country. They said that in the meeting. They're looking for fresh takes on the family, fresh takes on fish out of water. This is that. I'm setting up a meeting. Well, don't tell them about the foreign country angle, my friend said, because I'm rethinking that. Well, don't rethink that. Don't. They told me what they want. This actually is that. That's what I'm afraid of, my friend said to me, because, you know, my friend has learned. It never actually is that, because that, whatever that is, a show about a family, a Burger King kids club, that was something that someone came up with to solve a creative problem. We need something that'll be a hit TV show. That's a creative problem. We need to connect with the kids. That's a creative problem. So let's have a meeting about it. Let's think about what a hit TV show might look like on paper, in the abstract, the specs, in other words. Instead of just showing the juicy hamburger and going home early. Instead of hearing an original idea about a family abroad told from the daughter's point of view and thinking, I don't know, it could work. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will grow our network. For The Ankler, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.